Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbcouncil.org. Ray, give us a 15-second commercial.
All things small business and entrepreneurship. You go to our website, sbecouncil.org. We work on public policy issues from A to Z at the federal level, at the state level, as we're talking about now. And you'll also get all sorts of great information and links to folks that will help you with your business and help you become an entrepreneur.
They need your help, too, folks, including financial. They can take your money by credit card right there on the website. Please support them as I do. Hey, Ray, we're talking about your SBE Council ranking of 50 of all 50 states according to public policy and tax climates in those states. Thank you for the yeoman work that you've done on this. This is an amazing report. Nobody else does it, and I really am grateful for your steadfastness and your hard work on this. Let's talk about the taxes real quick. Again, Texas came in on top. New Jersey, again, came in on bottom.
Yep, and those are the big, New Jersey, again, does so many things wrong, but it made some really bad decisions on the tax front. It increased its individual income, capital gains tax rates, corporate income, just really kind of fell into that class warfare mentality more so than it even did in the past. So,
if they raise gas taxes, do you get into that at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the gas tax and diesel tax are included in our measure. So, yep, absolutely, they did that as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a deal there, and then the good stuff that was part of that deal went away. So, New Jersey is just really a mess right now. On the positive side, Texas ranked number one, as you mentioned. South Dakota, Nevada, Wyoming, Florida. You know, it's interesting when you break down the four biggest states, it's really a fascinating battle because Texas and Florida rank so well on our policy index and our tax index, and then at the other end, California and New York rank so poorly. So it's when you look at those four big states, you can get a very clear picture of what the battle is mm-hmm. at the state level in terms of taxes and regulations.
You and I have talked about this, and I've talked about it on the show many times about how when liberals from California go to Colorado, and when they from New York they go to Florida, they basically turn those states into the state like the state they left. And so when Governor Perry of Texas was telling all the Californians, "Hey, come to Texas, we'll treat you right down here," I said, "Are you out of your mind?
Yeah,
you're just going to turn Texas into Colorado."
Yeah, I think a good chunk of the people that, for example, leave New York are the folks that get it and they don't see things changing here. And at least a good significant portion of them will keep that in mind when they go to other states. But at the same time, it's very clear that a significant portion of the people that we export, and I always say that New York's top export is people, and they wind up voting the same way as they did in New York. So listen, Jim, there are a lot of disconnects in politics, and that's one of them. And
no question. So the top 10 states for taxes, Texas, South Dakota, Nevada, Wyoming, Florida, Washington, Ohio. How about that? Good for Ohio. Colorado, Alaska, and Alabama. That's the top 10. And the bottom 10 are Connecticut, Maine, Oregon, New York, Vermont. You're starting to see the trend here, folks. You see what those states are. Iowa, Minnesota, Hawaii, New York. So the top 10 and the bottom 10 for both policy and taxes are almost the exact same states.
Yeah, well, taxes are a significant portion of the policy index. But also, you see a pattern that, if policymakers are making bad decisions on taxes, well, guess what? They're going to make bad decisions on regulations.
Yeah.
In fact, it's easier to do that on the regulatory front because taxes you know, sometimes they face a backlash when they raise taxes. Regulations, the only people that really completely understand the costs of regulations are small business owners, mm-hmm. because they're the ones that have to deal with those costs. So it's very easy for a politician to turn around and say, oh, look what I did. I just passed this mandate. Isn't that wonderful? Right. And everybody's, everybody will clap. And the people that have to deal with the cost, the realities of it, are small business owners.
Yep. And it just drives me nuts when they do that, too. Hey Ray, good job today. Well done.
Oh, thanks.
SBECouncil.org. Come back soon. Oh, by the way.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Pastor Stephen Grant novels, too. How many now?
We are up to number 10, and I'm working on number 11. Get them at Amazon.com or RayKeatingOnline.com.
Pastor Stephen Grant novels. Folks, they're outstanding. Check them out. That's Ray's work, his personal work there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.